Sometimes the battle is won or lost not so much on the strength of the mighty, but on endurance. Titus 3:1-2. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Simply being nice is not being gentle. Being nice is a very subjective term. If someone doesn't give us what we want, often we say they aren't being nice. But if we get what we want, we say that person is nice. Being gentle has a deeper foundation than just its own qualities. In fact, in my observation, gentleness can't exist without meekness and humility. After all, Proverbs does say, humility goes before honor. It is not possible to be arrogant and unyielding, passing out I know type of answers and still be gentle, meek, and humble. It is contradictory. There is that word again, humble. Humility is closely connected with gentleness, so I would think we also need to consider how God views humility. I believe he sees humility as essential for every believer. After all, Scripture says humility does come before honor again. James 4:6. But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. The Lord resists arrogance and haughtiness, including our justifications for not being gentle to those who have offended us, been harsh to us, or who we don't feel deserve gentleness. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. My friends, if we won't humble ourselves before the Lord, he will humble us for us. So let us all just go ahead and get low. We all want to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit, but humility is foundational to them all. We can't have godly self-control without humility. We can't have godly gentleness without humility, nor peace, strength, or love. Humility is essential right from the start. Like I said, let all of us just stop fooling around and go ahead and get low. The Lord is interested in us showing the same gentleness that Jesus showed to the woman caught in adultery, as seen in John 8:1-11. Instead of aiming our finger at the offender and self-righteously casting the first stone, quoting them the law, we are to follow Jesus gently and firmly, saying to go and to sin no more. God is overwhelmingly gentle with us when we sin or need correction, and he expects us to be the same way with others. In Acts 17, starting in verse 16, Paul was in Athens and observed that the city seemed to be virtually taken over with idols. Interestingly, Paul didn't rail on them, nor was he threatening and provoking. Now, think. Can you imagine how that would have sounded? Do you think he would have probably gotten a positive response of repentance from the people if he did something other than be gentle and listening? Imagine him standing on a box in the middle of their gathering place, wind blowing his hair back, robes sweeping, fire in his eyes, body arched forward in an accusing posture, aiming his bony finger at them, yelling, "You bunch of low-down sinners, you have immeasurably sinned, you and your false, lying, ugly little gods. You are so ignorant about everything religious. What do you know? You don't know anything. You don't even use the right Jewishy-sounding words for stuff. Let me tell you something. Fall down right now and pray. No, beg God for mercy that you evil sinners, monsters of iniquity, may not be struck down and burned to a crisp right where you stand like the devils you are. Does that sound like a gentle reply to you? Would anyone you know be interested in screaming such words at people? Unfortunately, maybe. What do you think the probability of positive response would have been? Let me say it again. God is overwhelmingly gentle with us when we sin and need correction, and He expects us to be the same way with others. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Colossians 3:12. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. He chose you. And this is a list of what we should wear as His people, representing His heart to the world. Acts 17 is a wonderful example of how clever and appealing gentleness can be. When Paul began his message to the Athenians, God gave him wisdom, and I believe he must have taken into account the background and situation of the people with their many gods. He obviously took note of how they were very religious, and then proceeded to comment on one altar he had seen with the inscription, "To the Unknown God." In verse 23, he tells them, "Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." Rather than being a hammer to the people, Paul diplomatically and kindly spoke the gospel to them. It was a gentle way of encouraging people away from the worship of dozens of false gods to their death and toward worshiping the true God to life. Even though some mocked, he endured their provocations. Others asked to hear more, and some even joined and believed.